friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in. I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Well, here we are. Every Friday, 10 o'clock till 11 o'clock, one full hour for you. This is your time to give us a shout. Text or call 1-877-332-8255. Have you got a bug? What is it? For many people, it's been a short work week, but people are cranky. I talked to a couple of coworkers in the hallway. I said, it's a short work week. It's Friday. Why are people cranky? There are. People are a little bit cranky. Greg Morgan was a little cranky this morning, I thought. I was giving him a rough time. I want to know what's on your mind. If you're bugged by something, 1-877-332-8255, or maybe you've got something positive. Maybe you're happy. Maybe you're pumped up. Are you excited about the Riders? Whatever it is, same number, 1-877-332-8255. Lots of people bugged by the fact that the World Hockey Championships are over at the quarterfinal stage for Team Canada, thanks to Denmark? How did that happen? Yeah, they're hosting the tournament, but a 2-1 victory. Denmark gives their fans a lot to cheer about. I was listening to the Green Zone yesterday. I was chuckling because Jamie and Locker are going back and forth. They did the typical Google search, what is Denmark known for? And they came up with the, you know, everything from Nordic cuisine to bicycle culture to Carlsberg beer, salty licorice, Lego. Did you know Lego was invented in Denmark? I had no clue. Anyway, apparently it's known for that. Nowhere on the list. If you came up with the top 100 things Denmark is known for, nowhere on the list is hockey. But they beat Canada 2-1. So despite the fact that 2024 NHL MVP Nathan MacKinnon's on the team, Sidney Crosby, of course, goaltender Jordan Binnington, a lot of the same roster from this year's Four Nations faceoff on that Team Canada team, and they're done. Lost to Denmark. Some people say, you know what, I don't really watch this tournament, the World Hockey Championship. It's on at the same time, of course, the NHL playoffs are. So, for those that are following along, the Danes will play Switzerland. The United States takes on Sweden in the semifinal games happening this weekend. And yeah, back to the NHL. The Oilers are back in action tonight against the Stars. They're hoping maybe they can turn their fortune around a little bit. It's another 6 o'clock start. They're down in the series 1-0. Okay, Bugs and Hugs, what is it for you? Whatever it is, I would love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent. In fact, let's start with a fella who I like to refer to as the old guy from Saskatoon, who is on the phone right now. Welcome to the show. What have you got for me this morning on Bugs and Hugs?
Gee, Evan, you're glad you take my call on that. I'm well over 75 there, Ned.
Well, that's not an old. That's not old.
Sure it is. I've only got 3 months to live 4 times a year, so you can work the math. Good one, eh?
Well, very good. So what's on your mind? What's bugging you today,
okay,
my friend?
What's bugging me is I've got a big salute for Canada Post. They have that 7-digit number as far as that goes, or letter to identify my place where I live. Now, that's federally. Now, the problem I got is I took my provincial, when we voted provincially and federally, I had to take 2 pieces of ID down. The reason why I'm on the, my road no longer exists, and my new name and my address and that is not in the English language.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about John A. McDonald Road.
Ah, so that was your address,
that's
and now
right.
it's changed as of, yeah, what was that, 2023?
Yeah, that's right. December 7th, 2023, Pearl Harbor Day.
Okay. So it changes the street address. It's causing you problems.
Well, nobody can spell it. Nobody can say it. I took 2 years of biology, and I know my phylums by say, and I couldn't spell them either. With this new address, I can't spell it or I can't say it, and either can anybody else.
So what happens when you go to the polls? Give me an example. What happened?
Well, they asked me, what's your address? I carry one for John A. McDonald for one piece of mail, and I carry the other one for the new name, and that so it shows I exist.
Uh-huh.
With the postal code, federally.
Right.
So that's a big thing.
Have you got everything switched over now?
Not really. I don't know who's going to do the land taxes for the changing in the provincial land office for that. I'm not going to.
Mm. Yeah.
The surveyor went. They can do that. It wasn't my thing for changing it.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call. I know we've chatted before about this. This was, I mean, the Sir John A. Macdonald was the same discussion that happened down in Regina for Dewdney, right? And there was, at that time, council said, we have to consider changing the name. There's a few things that have to be considered, including what happens to residents and businesses that call Dewdney home. It's a chain reaction of a lot of work and in some cases expense, as we heard there, to make all of those changes. And it can be a complicating thing. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. A good way to start off. Bugs and Hugs today, 1-877-332-8255. That's the number. Let's stay on the phone line. I want to go to Prince Albert. I got Lloyd on the line. Good morning, Lloyd. Thanks for calling in. A hug or a bug today?
Yes, good morning, Evan. I have one of each. Great big hug to the City of Prince Albert maintenance people that have to go to the recycle depots to always clean up. It just amazes me that people have no concept what recycling is. It isn't your bags of leaves, your broken chair, or your kitchen sink.
So that kind of stuff's getting thrown in?
Oh, geez, yeah. Tires, whatever, just because they don't want to go to the dump and pay $5 or $6.
Right.
They'll go to 7-Eleven and spend 20-some bucks on a pack of smokes.
Well, listen, I always appreciate, Lloyd, when people are giving city workers a positive shout-out. So thanks. You gave City of PA Maintenance Department a good shout-out there. But you got a bug, too.
Yes, unfortunately, you were talking about drinking and driving earlier. That horrendous accident that happened down east last weekend. Allegedly, this by a drunk driver. You're
right.
Probably going to get, what, 8 years out in four? No, when you kill somebody, it's got to be 10 years.
Mm. Our system is lenient, is your point.
Way too, yes.
Well, I think when we talk about even the bail reform stuff, and I just had Assistant Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore on, it leans into some of that stuff. Early release, not holding offenders accountable. I mean, it's a lineup of things. And there were some election promises made around that. Arguably, maybe they were more on the conservative platform than the liberal, but I guess we'll wait and see if we do get some reform out of this new current liberal government. 1-877-332-8255. We've talked a lot on the show, not just today, but over the last little while about Canada Post. Of course, we woke up this morning wondering, are we going to see a strike? There is no strike at this point. We do know they have withdrawn overtime, but this is on the mind of a lot of people. And I've got Stan joining me on the phone. Are you from Borkdale? Is that where you're from?
Yeah,
okay, good stuff. Well, thanks for calling in. You've got a bug today. What is it?
Well, the bug is probably against two.
Oh, you're kind of muffled, Stan. Can you just reposition the phone for me?
Sure. Is that better?
You're just a little bit hard to hear.
Just one second.
There you go. This is sounding promising.
Is that better?
That is better. You bet.
Okay.
What is your bug this morning? Still kind of muffled. I'm going to pop you on hold, Stan. I'm going to see if Frank can get you figured out there because your phone is still a little bit muffled. So from that, let's go to Barry in Regina. Thanks for calling in, Barry. Bugs and Hugs. Bug is what, my friend?
I got a bug, buddy, and I'll tell you why I have a bug, and it's a bug with real. You know they're in my bullseye. They have...
So you're talking about the Regina Exhibition Association Limited, REAL, in Regina?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Okay.
So, poor Trent Fraser's got his hands full of that organization. I'm sure he's rethinking taking that interim job to try to fix things. So they don't have an act booked for the exhibition this year. They're scrambling to try to find an act to come with the rides and the games and all that kind of stuff, let alone they don't have any music lined up. So this is just another, and they can't run their hockey rinks properly, and they can't run the grounds properly. So maybe it's time to shut it down.
But we can't shut it down. I mean, this is an important, I'm not saying we don't need to reform how we're running REAL, but I mean, it's an important part of the city, is it not, Barry?
Well, I think it's an important part, Evan, but I think how they're running it is improper. You're now in a situation, you're in business of renting space. That's all that is. And they need to realize that and start to adapt their marketing, their planning, their spending, everything they do. The Exhibition Association, was used to be run fairly well, and now it's just a gong show. And we need the exhibition. We need that for the city. It's a great draw. It brings people into the city. It's good for business. It's good for the people in the city. All those positives, right? But these guys have not figured out, and I'm telling you, poor Trent Frazier, he has his hands full trying to fix the incompetence that's on those grounds.
So Trent, just to clarify, Trent has stepped into, I think, the interim CEO, right? They're between. They haven't hired the new person. They brought Trent in just for a short time to kind of keep the ship moving, basically, until they can make a decision what they're doing.
Yeah, that's correct. That's exactly right.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Barry. Just hang on for a second, because here's the question that I want to know. I recently went on a tour in Saskatoon of Prairieland. And Prairieland used to be known as Prairieland Park up there. That's the home of the exhibition. They host hundreds of events through the year. Here's what I learned. Prairieland receives zero funding from the city. They basically are a self-funded organization. They basically, through the events that they bring and the services that they provide, fund themselves. Is that the model that we need to go to for real? Would that help?
Well, I think it has to be the model. We have to look at our, first of all, and I'm sure Trent's doing that now, you got to look at the salaries and the dollars and cents that are being paid out on a monthly basis, that when you have zero income coming in, your expenses can't exceed your income. That's just common sense.
Pretty basic,
and we can't do it. We just cannot continue. The taxpayers... We just got hammered with a huge tax hike on our houses, and it's going to happen again next year. And so how long can we continue to fund something like this? I think the Regina Exhibition Association should be looking at Saskatoon's model. Obviously, they're having success. Maybe we need to look at that model.
Yeah, thanks, Barry. I appreciate you calling in. I know it's a passionate one for you, but there's a lot of people that are always chiming in on Real, especially what we've seen over the last couple of years. Okay, we're going to take a break. I know I've still got people lined up on the phone. I've got a number of texts that are coming in. The good news is we're just getting going. Bugs and Hugs goes right until 11 o'clock this morning, so lots of time for you to jump on the phone. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
A favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka.
Maybe tomorrow I'll want to settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on.
I have to send out a hug to everyone. And there were hundreds of you yesterday who participated in our conversation that only lasted about half an hour, but man, it was a fun half an hour, wasn't it? Reminiscing about TV shows and, moreover, I think the theme song from the TV show that literally transported you back to that time. You just heard The Littlest Hobo. I mean, that's a Canadian classic, right? How many times can you hear a theme song and it automatically transports you to a time in your life? For many of us, I think it's when we're in school, we're growing up, coming home after school, watching Saturday morning cartoons. I got a text actually from my buddy Brent, just a personal text saying, Evan, I got to tell you, I was driving on the road last night and I was listening to the replay of the show. That half hour about the TV theme songs was incredible. Lots of smiles and reminiscing. And I had shared the story that when I was a farm kid, I didn't go home at lunchtime. We ate lunch at school. But when we were in grade three and four for sure, we could eat our lunch in the library and they would roll in the TV on the cart. And I mean, remember the old TVs, like these suckers, if it fell off there, like a kid was losing a limb. These TVs were huge and heavy. They would roll it in and let us watch the Flintstones at lunchtime. So there you go. Thanks, Frank. There you go. I'm eating Elf Getty. In my head, I'm eating Elf Getty. Watching the Flintstones. Anyway, Brent said, yeah, completely connected with that. We had a great conversation yesterday. I feel like we could do that again really soon. So I'm going to send a hug out to everybody that participated in that conversation. We had theme songs on the air. We had memories. It was outstanding, and I appreciate it. 1-877-332-8255. The text line has been busy this morning. Lots of people texting in with different things that bugging them. I know we got Canada Post on the list a few times, although some people are sending out some hugs to the postal workers saying, you know what? I recognize there's some frustrations with what's going on, but I've formed a relationship. I've gotten to know my postie and this guy, this gal, great person. And so I'm sending them a hug through this challenging time. Got a text here from Daryl in Regina. He's bugged. I can tell. Usually the amount of exclamation points in a text will give you the indication of the seriousness of the text. Daryl says, what a joke. No one working on Dewdney Avenue or 11th Avenue in the areas restricting traffic during certain hours of the day. They need to be working 24/7 to get it done, not working like you're 1 hour in 24. Dewdney Avenue in Regina, when I was in Regina, drove by there on Albert Street. Oh my gosh, what a mess. And I mean, I know it's needed to upgrade the infrastructure, so it's a necessary evil to get it done, but boy, it's a mess. Saskatoon, Broadway Bridge. I mean, you talk about rerouting traffic and causing delays, people trying to get home after work. That downtown corridor has been a bit of a challenge there for sure. 1-877-332-8255. Bobby in Saskatoon, a huge hug to all law enforcement officers doing a job that most of us cannot even imagine. Thank you. A bug? Businesses whose employees talk in a foreign language while I'm receiving or paying for a service. If this happens, I don't go back, says Bobby. Hey, here's a text. So we were just chatting with Barry about the REAL board, REAL being the Regina Exhibition Association board. Clark Bezo, who is a counselor in Regina for Ward 10, just shot me a text. And he said, Evan, I can tell you that the REAL board is working hard to correct the issues. Things are moving in the right direction. We just need a little bit more time to adjust and support. Clark, thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Someone, John in Saskatoon says, I'm going to send a big bear hug out to the Dallas Stars. 5-goal third period against the Oilers. And I'm not even a Dallas fan. Well, clearly you're not an Edmonton fan either, are you? Some frustrations. Arlene is bugged, feeling as if what's happening in Saskatoon is just raising people's property taxes but doesn't actually help the city. She's frustrated with Saskatoon's mayor and council. Don't care about turning Saskatoon into a disastrous city. Please clean up Saskatoon so individuals want to stay and not pack up and leave. Arlene, thank you for the text. School zone photo radar, 41K and a 30K zone, 5:30 on a Sunday afternoon, not a child in sight, $274 fine. Tax collection, I'm bugged, says Ross in Regina. What is it for you? Bugs and Hugs continues until 11 o'clock. Phone lines are open, 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Super duper! That's nice!
That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato game!
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Well, you know what happened? We started something again because people are like, okay, I'll tell you. This is the song that reminds me of a time in my life. Yeah, people are texting Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Someone else sent in Gilmore Girls. I can honestly say, and my daughter and my sister will both give me a punch for this, I've never watched an episode of Gilmore Girls in my life. Not one episode. But that was on the list of theme song, TV theme songs that transport you back to a time in your life. This is just one of those conversations that everyone has a story. Everyone has one. And yeah, so I smile because we just brought it up as a hug because I thought the conversation was so good yesterday, and boom, right away we sparked it back up again, and the texts are coming in. 1-877-332-8255. Here's another one. I'm bugged by all the federal MPs that travel the world only to come back and say they had good constructive conversations. Glenn says, get something done. Other countries are signing deals. We all get for our money. All we get for our money is good conversation. Come on, get something done, Glenn in Regina. So Bob in Saskatoon's got a hug and a bug. Bob says this, I sent an email to my ward counselor and Mayor Cynthia Block in Saskatoon with a concern that I have in my area. Hug, I got a reply from my counselor within 24 hours. Bug, it's been 2 weeks now, not a word back from the mayor's office. It would be nice to get a reply from the mayor or someone in her office. You know, I don't know. I'm curious to know, and this would be a good conversation about expectations. So if you do get a reply, so Bob says he sends it to his counselor and the mayor and gets a reply from the counselor within 24 hours, which I think is outstanding. I know it's tough. They get a barrage of email and phone messages. So being able to get back pretty quickly, that's good. Do you need to get a reply from both? I know it would be nice to have a reply from the mayor or the mayor's office, but if you've got one from, I don't know. Bob, I appreciate the text. Starts a good conversation. As you know, we have the mayors on a monthly basis, so perhaps the next time we have Mayor Block on, we will, and Mayor Bashinsky for that matter, we'll talk about that. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. In fact, let's go to the phone line right now. I want to take Judy's call out of Saskatoon. Happy Friday, Judy.
Same to you.
Good to have you on the show. Thanks for calling in. You've got a bug today. What is it?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to say, first of all, at least our politicians aren't buying a multi-billion dollar jet. Don't personally use. But anyway, my hug is complimenting you for looking at both sides of the story, usually getting varying opinions. So that's,
oh, thank you for that. Sometimes it's to my demise because the texters get a bit cranky, but you know, you got to hear it, Judy.
Well, that's what the show is about. Anyway, yes, a bug. Yesterday had, I think, a lady named Nicole on who was wanting to take our provinces in different directions. She was from Alberta, I believe.
Okay.
Anyway, so she said since the day one, these provinces haven't been getting a good deal, so they've been not listened to or whatever. So I was going to ask her, what happened during the Harper era? What about the pipelines being built during that era?
Right. I think you're talking about Nadine Ness, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nadine. So she's the founder of, the president of Unified Canada, and basically they are sorry, Unified Saskatchewan. Did I get that wrong? They are basically exploring the possibility of should Canada separate or well, I'm getting mixed up. Saskatchewan separate from Canada.
Both had a bad deal. Well, what happened during Harper's time, Mulroney's time? Were we still getting a bad deal?
Mm-hmm. Well,
who will give us a good deal?
It's a good point, Judy, because you know a lot of people will point, this isn't the first time in history that this has bubbled up. We have been neglected by Ottawa for many years, and it doesn't, sure, some governments will be better, and sometimes it's got more to do with the leader who's in power than the government itself, because we've had conservative governments that haven't done that well by us, and liberal governments, clearly, we know what's happened in the last 9 years. So I think your point is well taken, and sorry for goofing that up. Yeah, obviously, Saskatchewan separating from Canada was the discussion we had yesterday on the show. It's Friday. I'm just going to chalk it up to that. 1-877-332-8255. Let's take another call on the phone here. Let's go to Regina. Jace is on the line. Hey, Jace, thanks for calling in. What have you got for me today?
Well, I got a bug and a hug for you. First of all, I'm bugged about that guy that was charged with the 33 child sex crimes.
Right.
I'm quite upset at that sentence he got. I don't feel that's near enough.
17 years.
Well, they say it's, you know, this record sentence the first time in Saskatchewan, but you look at it, 33 victims, right? That's 6 months a victim. Nothing.
No, you're right, Jace. It's because those families and those victims are dealing with this now for a lifetime.
Well, that's 33 victims, and not even just counting the victims. That's 33 victims that have a life now filled with trauma from that, but not even just them. You look at the family members, the dads and moms and brothers and sisters and everybody, they're also going to be traumatized by this.
Jace,
6 months
each. Yeah, I can tell you that you're not alone in your frustration with 17 years, although I am on the text line seeing good job on the prosecution to get a conviction, but frustrating that the sentence is only 17 years. That's fairly consistent language on the text line today. So lots of people agreeing with you, Jace.
Well, I'm glad he's behind bars, but I don't think that's near enough. Mm-hmm. But anyway, my hug goes out to the Adult Safe Hockey League that they got going on in the city here. Because I haven't played for 5 years, but I just joined a summer league team. I played my first game on Wednesday, and that was the most fun I've had in a long time.
And how did you feel the next day? Were you stiff?
Well, I wasn't stiff yesterday, but after I started relaxing, after I got off work yesterday, I'm feeling it today.
That's the sign of a good hockey game, right?
Oh, yeah. I was tired by the end of the first period. I thought I'd have to take a break.
That's good. I'm glad. I mean, whether it's the Adult Safe Hockey League in Regina, I know there's a great adult league in Saskatoon. We were talking about flag football the other day and how popular it has become. Oh my gosh, organized leagues and hundreds of kids playing in flag football leagues. It's outstanding. Great to see. And with summer here and the warm weather, great time to get out and enjoy the outdoors. 1-877-332-8255. We've got time for a couple more calls here. Okay, Ari, you're going to continue the conversation that we were just having about communication with City Hall.
I am jealous.
That you're jealous that Bob got a response, is that right?
Yeah, I want to know what counselor that was, because I have been waiting 6 months to hear from mine on a number of issues. But that's not what I'm calling about. What I noticed is that not one of the counselors has a web page anymore. Every one of them had a web page when they were running to become a counselor.
Right.
And now that they're a counselor, where'd that web page go? Because that would be the perfect vehicle for communicating, you know, what they're doing, what's going on, all these types of things. If you look at the communications budget, they send out one printed newsletter a year to their constituencies. So there needs to be a standard. I'm desperately wanting to know what my counselor is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky enough that I've been at this long enough. I've got a directory of the city. And so I kind of bypass counselors a lot and go right to admin.
Right. Find a way to get your answer.
Exactly. I copy the counselors, and I mean, I copy them all. Mm-hmm. They all get it, so they know that somebody's asking. But from a counselor's point of view, why they don't have the web page up, why they don't have this, hey, this is what I've done this month. These are the reports I'm reading. These are the issues that I'm on about, any of those types of things. And, of course, they're going to have to deal, you know, they can shut the comments off because people are going to be ridiculous and rude on some of them. But at least let us know what you're doing for your salary.
You know, it's not a bad idea, and could that be facilitated through City Hall? And I'm not suggesting that City Hall has to hire people to do this work, but could you not, through the City of Saskatoon's webpage, have each counselor have a bit of a communications tool so that they can talk about exactly those things that Ari is talking about, and have a contact me on there? Maybe having their own web page works as well. I don't know, but I think having kind of a one-stop shop might be a good way to go. But that communication is important. I'm curious to talk about this with the mayors when we have them on next, because it's got to be a daunting task. I can't even imagine how many emails and requests that would come in for the mayor, for example, or for a city councilor. I can tell you, as chief of police, there was a lot of them, although we would endeavor, if I didn't respond, we would find someone in the office who maybe worked in that area or could give a little bit more of a specific answer to it to try and respond to it. I don't know that we tried to do it within a certain timeline, but certainly within a couple of days of getting the request in. But you don't always get them all right. It's a good topic of conversation. We will follow up for sure. 1-877-332-8255. Let's take one more call before the next break. I want to go to Keith in Allen, Saskatchewan. How are you today, Keith?
Not too bad, yourself?
Not too bad. Thanks for calling in on Bugs and Hugs Friday. What have you got for a bug today?
My bug is all this talk about free trade and Trump trying to change it back. I was working big manufacturing back when free trade came in, and I watched mass layoffs happen in Canada and the United States as soon as it became law. And the argument that it's more expensive if we manufacture it here, I think is a really bad argument.
How did free trade do that? What was the effect from free trade that caused the consequence of layoffs?
The fact that they could manufacture everything cheaper in another country.
Gotcha.
And pay actually nothing. Like, you think of an iPhone. An iPhone costs less than a dollar to manufacture where they manufacture them now. But we pay $1,500 for a new iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the big argument is with the millionaires and billionaire owners that don't want to lose those profit margins.
It's a great point, Keith. I appreciate it. And speaking of that, very topical, the example of iPhone, because we talked about this earlier, but Donald Trump posted on his Truth Social page this morning, "I have long ago informed Tim Cook of Apple that I expect their iPhones that will be sold in the United States of America will be manufactured and built in the United States, not India or any place else. If that is not the case, a tariff of at least 25% must be paid by Apple to the U.S. Thank you for your attention to this matter." You've been warned by Donald Trump. Okay, let's take a break. Bugs and Hugs continues until 11 o'clock here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in. I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Well, Bob texted back from Saskatoon because remember Bob said he got a response from his counselor within 24 hours. And then Ari came on the line and said, well, I'd like to know who that was because I've had trouble getting a response. Bob texted back, Counselor Rob Pierce. That's who it was. Robert Pierce was the counselor that got back to him quickly. Bugs and Hugs continues. Alan in Regina. My bug is the brutal condition of some of our city streets. Our taxes are going up. Our infrastructure and services are getting worse. Where are our tax dollars going? .. Real? Question mark? 1-877-332-8255. Speaking of city bugs, Karen says, bugged that the city of Saskatoon allows new housing construction in old neighborhoods, removing 50-year-old trees, ruining the medians and enormous trucks, and not fixing them. Raylene, thank you for that text. Okay, let's go back to the phone line now. We'll start with Doug in Saskatoon. Thanks for calling in, Doug. What's your bug today?
I'll try and make it quick. I've got a couple I've been holding on to here for a while, and I'll quickly try and just get through both of them if that's all right.
Go ahead.
One of them is this situation with the library. I'm one of the people here in the city that the taxes went up about $700 in 1 year.
That's a lot.
And it's way too much. And then the library and the new arena, this is the things that just scare the citizens into thinking, how can we move forward with this, with the cost of living going up like it is? I can't see how we can take these projects. But I was thinking that with the library, why don't we look at kind of making a little bit of a turn and maybe turn that library into an addictions and screening center, which is very much needed in the city right now, and take that library and put it in with the Remy Art Gallery down there, which would be a very great, I think, fit, and I think it would be a much more appropriate location.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's lots of room in there. I've been in there, and I think we could easily amalgamate a decent library in with that art gallery, and I think it would get a lot more use. And we could really get ahead with our city budget if we're doing something like that with the library. We're kind of killing two birds
right.
with one stone.
Yeah, I got it. I marked it down here. When I have Mayor Block on next time, Doug, I'm going to bring that up.
Because to turn and you got the building already underway, and to get some people together and put that into an addiction screening center, I think everyone in this city, I think, would be on board with something like that. Mm-hmm. with what's going on with the library. The other one is this blitz that the police put on in the city the other day. Our citizens are already, the honest, hardworking citizens that are going to and from work, that are paying the bills, that are putting up with all these homelessness problems, that are putting up with like the shortage of police to take care of this situation that's going on in all these cities. And we keep going back to the people who are paying the bills to hammer them and make them pay more money. Those safety blitzes, that's a cash grab to just grab somebody for, I mean, that net they throw out, it doesn't matter what they find you under, they're giving you a ticket. So it's a, let's just pull people over, find something wrong, and let's get some tickets and some revenue. And I just think that's a terrible way to do it in a city where people are already struggling so hard to make ends meet.
Yeah, your point is well taken, Doug, and you're giving me good questions to ask a couple of guests when they come in. So your first one on the library, I've got marked down for Cynthia Block. The one on the enforcement blitzes by police, I've got marked down for Chief Cam McBride, and I appreciate you calling into Bugs and Hugs. Hey, quickly, Saskatchewan Rush, Buffalo Bandits this weekend, the NLL Championship final game Saturday. Green Zone this afternoon, have the coach on, a big hug to Saskatchewan Rush, and hoping they bring that championship home. This would be the first time since 2018 for the Saskatchewan Rush. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.